from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best.
Triple certainly is best. Triple Play today is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Every Thursday, it's trivia night at the Nines. Head over to the bar for great drink specials, six packs of bone-in wings for just $4.99, and a chance to win 99 gift cards and other great prizes. You gotta love the Nines. It is Monday. That means it's a buy or sell Monday, right, Arcan?
Yes, it is. By the way, I love a Thursday night trivia night. I don't know why. Something about Thursday night gets the brain going.
Thursday nights are the best. Because it's you're getting a jump start on the weekend.
Right.
I love going out on a Thursday. That's why I'm so weird and inappropriate on a lot of the Friday shows, because I'm hungover. Because Thursday night, I like to get after it. I reward myself with a little martini, and I say, it's almost Friday, and then it makes it like your weekend is elongated. But I'm also taking off this Friday, so I'm really going to get after it this
good
Thursday.
For you.
So you're going to have your Wednesday be a Thursday.
No. No.
Well, technically,
I don't need to do that.
By your little schedule you just gave us, Wednesday is going to be Thursday.
I know.
Anyway, what do we have today on the Triple Play?
Well, it is Buy or Sell Monday, so let's get to our first one.
Number one.
We'll go back to the Patriots. That's been the big topic, obviously. We played a quote from Elliot Wolf talking about the confidence of the 53-man roster and using the waiver order and saying he would be aggressive. So, Arcan, buy or sell the idea of the Patriots being aggressive with the third overall selection in the waiver wire?
I'm going to actually buy this because it's not going to cost anything. This is the time when you can be aggressive, is when it's not going to cost you, or when it's not going to be some sort of big risk that you're taking. You're talking about scrap heap stuff, guys who got cut from the team that they're on. This isn't like a big financial commitment you're going to have to make it to anybody. You may get into a haggling war with some other team that needs a tackle or whatever it is that you're going for, but I think they'll be aggressive here because they can afford to be. This is the type of thing that, you know, a team that's not really all that serious about their season, it's the time when they would get aggressive, kind of like how they were with all their own players. That's the only other aggressive thing they've done in the entire offseason was re-sign their own guys. Now they can get some guys off the scrap. Yeah, they'll probably be aggressive. With that, I buy it.
I sell it. How, to your point, how aggressive can you be with the waiver wire? I get, okay, you've got number three spot. I guess that's great. Maybe you'll end up with somebody like this Ian Rappaport tweeting that Dennis Daly, I believe his name was, is an offensive
you
guard.
Believe is that we're talking about Dennis Daly here, Mago.
I know that's
Dennis freaking Daly.
He's a guard who might also play tackle.
The
but
Dennis
you
Daly.
You already have one of those. So, no, I don't think that you're going to find the answer to the massive hole Trent Brown left both in your toilet system at Gillette, but also your offensive line. This is stuff you should have addressed months ago, if not last year. We've been talking about it for years. I don't think any guy on waivers is going to be the answer. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe there's somebody out there that just needs a second or third or fourth chance, and they'll make it with the Patriots, and it'll change everything, but I sell it.
It's the toilet that Jacoby Brissett will refuse to use. So let's go to our second buy or sell here.
Number two.
Go back to the Red Sox here. They split a series in Baltimore. They start a three-game set with Houston tonight. Mega, I'll start with you. Buy or sell your confidence level in the Red Sox after splitting a four-game series with one of the AL's best and the league's best Baltimore Orioles.
I guess technically I buy my own confidence level because it's been low since the trade deadline. So if you're asking me if I believe in the Red Sox, not really. I'm sorry. I think we haven't really talked about this, Arcan, but this Astros series could be disastrous.
This could be the end of the season here. I mean, this could be like a season-ending series.
I was at the first game of the last Astros series. You just, when you watch that team go against the Red Sox, you go, the Red Sox are okay. That's a really good team on the other side.
Yeah.
They're just miles apart. So my confidence level in them is quite low. I think they'll get close to that third wild card spot, and I don't think that they'll get it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think that even with a split with Baltimore, which, again, it's not like they beat them. They did beat Texas. They did take 2 out of 3 from the Rangers right before that. Rangers aren't really much. I think they're almost out of this race themselves. But to go to Baltimore and to split and to still lose a game or a game and a half, whatever it was from when they went into that series, I think is very demoralizing. So I'd say that lowers my confidence in them. For some reason, though, I don't know why, I feel like every time the Red Sox have gone into a series like this one here with Houston where it seems like, all right, this is it. They lose this one, it's over. They win, you know? Like, they don't roll over. They don't fade quietly into the night. I know Houston's red hot right now, and the Red Sox are sort of up and down. But I do sort of feel like this year anyway, these have been the types of series, maybe they didn't win the whole series, but that they fight back a little bit.
They're,
you know,
scrappy.
They get their back against the wall and they're like, you know, like an animal. Like they lash out. And I think that you might see that a little bit in this Houston series, just because everyone's writing them off. Houston's so hot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right now, and it just sort of seems like in these spots during the season, they've played well in those spots. So,
like I said before, though, it's not that the Red Sox are bad. It's just, this is a really tight race for that third wild card spot, and you have to be close to perfect going forward with all the competition that you have. And I think that's just too high, lofty of a goal for them to hit.
Yeah, and also Houston, another team that was very serious at the trade deadline, unlike you. Let's get to our number three here.
Number three.
Another name has come forward in the Celtics selling sweepstakes, and that's Jeff Bezos. The Amazon founder was reported from Bill Simmons has interest in buying the Celtics. So, Arcan, buy or sell your interest level in Jeff Bezos becoming owner of the Celtics?
I buy it, and I hope Jeff Bezos buys it, too. I hope that Jeff Bezos is the next owner. I'm serious. I hope so. There's not a lot of people out there who are even in the running right now that have FU NBA money, all right? They have FU money for, like, the world, you know, and for compared to people like us and stuff like that, and even people like, you know, famous athletes and everything. But they don't have FU NBA money, where it's like, I don't even care if I have to pay all these repeater taxes. I don't care what all this stuff is. I don't care if I'm losing money on this team. None of that matters to me. And we all thought that Wick and the Pagliuca, all those people, that they were part of that. But it turns out maybe not so much as they're selling off right now. You know who does have that money? Jeff Bezos. And I'd imagine that with all his other business interests, he'll probably be pretty hands off and say, you know what, just go out there and win. Make me look good. And, you know, I'll be there on the duck boats with the parade like Wick was smoking cigars. And that's really all I care about here. Plus, you know that the team's going to appreciate and value over time. So it's going to be a good asset for him. I'm very interested in it. I hope it's someone like Bezos who does buy the team, because if it's not, then you're going to see some of that payroll getting shaved right off. So, yes, I'm very pro Bezos.
I suppose I'm also pro Bezos just because he's the second richest man in the world. So you'd have to assume that at least with the current makeup of the Celtics, that he'd be continuing to pay these rosters as long as pay these contracts as long as these guys on the rosters want to be here. I buy that. He's going to go out and buy and build a different arena, and he's going to invest at least from the jump. What concerned me more about what Bill Simmons said on his podcast, and I went and listened to the whole portion of it, was that Wick and Irv are looking for the highest bidder.
Right.
They're basically, according to what Simmons has heard, they don't care about giving a hometown discount to their buddy Pags or anybody who's currently involved in the organization. They just want to sell to the highest bidder. And if Bezos isn't that guy, and it's somebody who has more money than Pags but no real connection to the team, and you just get stuck with somebody kind of middling it, that's more the part of what he was hearing that concerned me, that they're just going to take somebody who has a bid that's higher than Pags, but not a Bezos, where it's like, none of this money matters. I'm just going to build an arena, and I don't care. $200
million luxury tax, yeah. That's nothing.
Bring in whoever. I don't care. I just want them to win. Like, that, there is another option here of what could happen.
There is. Now, that would involve Bezos running the team like Steinbrenner ran the Yankees, you know? Like, that doesn't matter. No cost is too high. No matter what, we just go out and get Giambi, get A-Rod, get Sheffield, get Clemens, get all these people. I don't care. I just want to win, because he was very competitive about that sort of thing. I don't know if Bezos isn't, you know, like, is he into sports even? Does he care about the Celtics?
That's the weird thing.
Like, is that something that even, like, if he just wants to come in here and run it like a business,
he probably just sees it as an asset.
Sure.
But then how close does he, at what point does he John Henry himself?
That's exactly the question.
Like, at least you get some championships out of it.
You win a championship, you get the whole city of Boston to love you, even though they already just won with the other guy. So it's like, you know, you will get that bump. People will be pro Bezos, and the team will increase in value, I think. But then at some point, do you start running it like a business, like Whole Foods and like Amazon and like all your other, Washington Post, all the other businesses that he has? Like, eventually, you know, this guy didn't make money by losing it. You know, it's
to
not
be fair, though,
not the way it works.
I do like his other businesses. I mean, Whole Foods needs to get down with putting some real brands in there.
Whole Foods needs to rely. I mean,
Whole Foods when you go into Whole Foods and you're just trying to buy a box of cereal, they have their own cereal brands there.
I know.
Or they have some
the
cereal
Joe's
brand that's like really fiber forward. I'm like, I don't want this. Where are my Cocoa Puffs? This sucks.
Yeah.
They need to get some more normal brands in there, like trash brands.
There's like Snapple, I think, is all you can get. That's like the only recognizable thing in Whole
Foods. Yeah, you can't buy soda there.
Mm-mm, no.
They need something on the side that's like half foods. And you go in and you know that it's all processed crap, but you can still buy it with the nice stuff that you buy there.
Not
it's a different
Whole Foods
aisle in the store that says your favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'd spend some time in that
or
aisle.
Or it just says like gross, because they don't want you to buy that stuff, but everybody wants
your
that
favorites,
stuff,
but more expensive. Welcome to Whole Foods. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to some of your phone calls as we cruise into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll continue with the Patriots talk. We'll get back to the Red Sox as well. The lineup's out for tonight in Houston, and all your phone calls as well right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Ah. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.